Where does intuition come from? How do we get it?
Well, I believe that intuition is in our DNA, and it's part of our primal nature as human beings. The problem with Western society is that we've so long forgotten this deep sense of intuition that we believe we're only our minds. And so I believe our intuition comes from our deepest sense of who we are spiritually and who we are as a whole being. And when we tune into our intuition, which is non-linear knowledge, I believe that you're tuning into spirit and you're tuning into a power greater than yourself. If you're aligned with that, then you can channel that energy for the good.
Now, when you say DNA, our DNA, are there some people who, like some people, don't have brown eyes and you, or don't have your flaming red hair, that there's just some people who don't have intuition? They just don't have it. They don't have the intuition gene.
Well, you know, I believe that it's part of being a human being. I'm a psychiatrist and I'm an intuitive. And so because it's been my passion, and since I've had this ability since I've been a little girl, I've really had the chance to hone it over a period of time. But I feel that everybody can tune in if you want to, and to fight psychic vampires and to be able to sense energy, whether it's negative energy or positive energy, you have to use your intuition, as you said in your introduction, because without it, you're a goner.
Yeah.
And I believe everybody can learn how to do this, and that's why in the beginning of the book I wanted to teach people, how do you tune in with your intuition to the energy fields around people? It's a basic human skill that I think parents should teach children.
Well, you know, and I like where you're going with that. That type of intuition where you just get sort of a spidey sense, right, about somebody.
Yeah.
Just kind of that weird sort of vibe that comes up. And there's something about that that just says, not here, not this person, not now, or whatever. But then there are also kinds of intuitions that give you an idea of the outcome of something.
Yes.
And that's a different kind of intuition. And I haven't been able to figure that out. And I'm very interested in intuition. And I speak about it whenever I can with people who know. Because, I mean, I think I am an intuitive person. I have succeeded greatly on following my intuition, but I have no way of actually describing to my kids how to begin to do that for themselves, or to anybody else for that matter.
Well, you know, a great way to start is to teach your kids and how to sense energy and the vibes around people. That's a word to describe intuition, because you can feel them in your body and you can listen to your body. If you get exhausted and depressed and sick around somebody or get a signal, stay away, you're sensing the invisible subtle energy or the chi that people give off. And the same thing with positive energy. When you sense an uplifting, heart-centered, loving, supportive, energizing vibe, then that's positive energy, and that's an intuition. People don't usually think about it in terms of energy sensing, but it's the body's most fundamental way of processing the energy around us, being able to sense these vibes.
All right. I like what you're saying, and I wish everybody could feel that, you know, and I wish that everybody, we could all trust what we feel. There are times when
yes.
you get a strong sense, oh, I got to go do this. And then you think your rational self takes over and you go, okay, that would be really stupid and everybody would laugh at you. But you feel like it's the right thing to do. And so, I mean, I try to follow those vibes all the time where I just say, I'm going to go do it, even though it just sounds dumb. I'm just going to go do this thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't even matter. I mean, afterward, I go, well, why did I do that?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter, but it just matters that we trust it above all else. I went to medical school on the basis of a dream, an intuition that I had in a dream, in which a voice came to me in the dream and told me to become an MD, a psychiatrist, in order to legitimize the psychic in medicine. And it came through loud and clear as an intuition, and in the dream it sounded fine, but when I woke up, I thought somebody had played a practical joke on me, because
right.
going to medical school was the last thing I wanted to do. I came from a lineage of 25 physicians. Both my parents were physicians, and I was much more artistic.
Yeah, you were living with some muralist or something, right?
And I was living with an artist in Venice Beach. I was working in the towel department in the May Company, but also I was studying with Dr. Thelma Moss, was a parapsychologist at UCLA, and I was beginning to trust my intuition. And so at that point, at least, you know, I got this dream, and so I thought, okay, I'll re-enroll in a junior college just to see how it would go. I didn't even think it would come true. But I made that step, and then one course became two, became 14 years of medical training. And so although my linear mind didn't want to go to medical school at all, my intuition or the energy is what led me there.
What happened to that muralist? What happened to the artist boyfriend?
Oh, well, he created amazing art in his life, but he's passed on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he died a couple of years ago of melanoma.
Well, the reason I ask is that sometimes when we're in relationship with people, that's when our intuition is most blocked. Sometimes we're really close with somebody, and we can't really see the future of that relationship. Other people can around us, and I think this speaks later on to psychic vampires. Other people can see what's happening, but somehow, to the people that we are enamored with, we go psychic vampire blind.
It's true. It's true. It's much harder to read yourself or read somebody that you love than it is to read other people. It's much harder. But it's very important to learn how to get as neutral as possible in your own life so that you can be in the witness state with intuition and try and read it. Even though you might not get an outcome that you want, you need to try and read it and follow that so you get the vibes about other people, particularly when you're just meeting people. Because a person could look perfectly fine on paper where they're
right.
Smart and they're intelligent and they're funny, but you get around them and your intuition tells you that your energy is going down and you feel sick and uncomfortable, you don't want to marry that person.
No, but oddly enough, that's sometimes when people do that goofy thing where they think either A, they will change that person,
yes,
or they think that means that there's something wrong with them and
yes,
that other person is fine, so it must be me.
Exactly, and that's the linear mind trying to talk you out of the powerful intuitions that can guide you to healthy relationships. And I think because we're not trained in Western culture to really revere these intuitions as opposed to Aboriginal cultures or Native American cultures, we have to train ourselves as adults. And I'll tell you, I went through a stage in my life where I ignored intuitions because I would tune in, I would get an answer I didn't want, and I would go ahead anyways.
Right.
And I found that to be extremely battering and tiring. And so I had to go through that road of willfulness and not listening in order just to say, okay, you know, I'll
right.
listen.